This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every Monday and Friday during the season and off season, for that matter, Ben Standig, our Washington Commanders team insider on this show, joins us. Ben's got a Substack column. I would urge you to subscribe to it. It's called Last Man Standig. He's got a podcast by the same name. He can be followed on X, on Twitter, at Ben Standig. Quick week this week before the Packers on the road Thursday night football to kick off week two, but we're still talking obviously here on this Monday about Washington's season opening win over the Giants 21-6. So I'll give you the floor. Give me your reaction to yesterday's game.
You know, look, aesthetically, it wasn't always the greatest showing, particularly with an offense that we saw last year, you know, just be so flashy and dynamic. They were, you know, they certainly did enough. But defensively, you know, look, one game is one game. We can't go too crazy yet. But for all the talk of, you know, that they're going to get these big men up front on the defensive line, that they've got, you know, more talent, more activity, all that. I mean, that really showed yesterday. 2022 Daron Payne was out there. Javon Kinlaw, the guy that Adam Peters signed to a 3-year deal and took a lot of heat for it. He was a wrecking ball for sure. Dorrance Armstrong, who, you know, last year had a good year, but really picked it up in the play in the postseason. He kept it up in camp. He kept that momentum going. And, everybody else in the defense kind of filled in from there. And, you know, that's easily to me the most, you know, positive sign. The Giants are kind of a mess on offense. They didn't have their best offensive linemen. I don't know if they have any real weapons other than Malik Nabers on offense, but whatever. They're an NFL team, and that's who they played, and Washington kept them, you know, rather quiet. So to me, the defense, particularly up front, the story of this game, I mean, it's obviously fun to see Deebo Samuel and Bill, and of course, you know, Jaden doing his things, but that defensive front, if, you know, it's one game, but if that's anything close to what they continue to do, you know, this season could be, very, very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it was the biggest single mystery. We knew that the personnel would look different, both, you know, in size-wise and jersey number-wise, we needed to see it in a real game. Now, I wonder how much you take into account how feeble the Giants were offensively, you know, kind of at quarterback for starters. I know that they were, missing their best offensive lineman, but Russell Wilson to me looks shot. What did he look like to you?
Well, as Daron Payne said post game, he said that Russell Wilson looked skittish at times, and I thought that was a good way to look at it. In fact, I was just watching some of the TV replay, and at one point, Tom Brady says that Russell Wilson looks unsure of himself in the backfield, as he should, considering the pressure that he was getting. So, you know, look, the Giants' offensive line has seemingly been bad for years, and then their record of that Andrew Thomas, their left tackle, is pretty abysmal, the way it was similar with, like, Brandon Scherff when he was always hurt here. So, you know, we'll see about that. But, yeah, the Giants were pretty terrible. But, look, you know, one thing I thought was underrated about last year was how it's not just that Washington was winning games, but when they were playing teams that they should win, they were crushing them. And, you know, this game, as we know, until they got that, Washington got that last touchdown, you know, it was still a one-score game. And, you know,
never felt like it.
Right. It was like, all right, could you end this thing already? But yeah, it they were in, you know, they were in control. So, you know, you have to, sometimes I feel like it's more impressive to go out and beat the teams handily you're supposed to than maybe pull a one off and get an upset, because it's, you know, you got to do it consistently. And this is something I think they did last year, and off to a good start in this one. And yeah, look, again, the Giants, a bit of a mess. There'll be a much sterner test Thursday against Green Bay, but, you know, division game, week one, the starters on either side of the ball barely played in the preseason, so you weren't quite sure what to get, but all things considered, that was a pretty good showing on both sides.
How'd you think Jaden played?
Well, I guess the bar is just so high that any time it's like, hey, the ball was catchable, but a little bit behind the guy. Come on, what are you doing? And then, you know, that happened two or three times. So for him, it was fine, but it was not, you know, we don't have to definitively put a lot of that into the highlight reel. But, you know, he was fine, looked comfortable. Was the timing off with Terry on that deep ball? I guess, you know, I mean, obviously he overthrows a little bit. Terry does the jab step inside. They never really quite seem to find his speed. It seemed to me going down the sideline. So maybe if they do practice in training camp, they get that going. But again, he and Debo look certainly on the same page as we saw all summer. You know, I said Debo was to me the most outstanding player of camp, and you saw why there, his ability to make plays down the field, you know, be electric with the ball in his hands. And, you know, Jaden had no issue there. And look, even like, you know, a guy like Chris Moore, who had been out, who, you know, he'd been practicing with the team all summer. He'd looked good early in camp, but then he just had struggles to hold on to the ball. Jaden throws it perfectly to him, 34-yard gain in a big spot. So I think Jaden was fine, but again, the bar is just so stupid high that you know, when the ball's like, you know, you threw it a little bit behind the guy. Come on, what are you doing? You know, that's kind of where we're at right now, which is obviously a great place to be.
We talked last week about the possibility that four running backs wouldn't be up. There were three. There may have been a reason for it at wide receiver. I'll let you explain it. But Kroski Merritt over Chris Rodriguez, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, that part of it was not surprising. I wrote the other day in the end of the week about how sort of the running back room, I think how they handle that will dictate a lot about the roster and how Washington sees this game. And, you know, I thought Rodriguez, if they only went three, would be the odd man out. That Bill, you know, at the time that Dan Quinn said Rodriguez would sort of get first shot at short yardage, you know, Bill was still dealing with a bit of a shoulder injury at that point. And, you know, it was still a couple weeks before the season. So, you know, look, I think Bill showed exactly what they were looking for. You know, every run you feel like he's on the verge of like breaking it. The touchdown run, 6 yards, it's, you know, designed more straight on. He bounces it outside. He later that gets the 40-yarder or 42-yarder where he shows that burst. So I think ultimately, though, at receiver, you know, if you look at the snaps played, Terry's were in line with his norms. Noah Brown's were lower than last year. Not substantially lower, but a bit lower. And, you know, Chris Moore getting elevated, I thought – he could get elevated with the idea that maybe as a bit of a hedge in case something was wrong with Noah Brown, you know, couldn't quite go. But ultimately, I think it was because they just didn't get, you know, they weren't sure how many snaps they were going to get out of these guys. And also, Luke McCaffrey essentially only played like 5 or 6 snaps on offense. So, you know, Chris Moore basically was the fifth receiver. So while they had 6 receivers up, Luke McCaffrey was essentially just a special teams guy. So I think that's why that happened. And then in turn, you know, you can't keep everybody up. They kept up a fourth tight end. They kept up all the defensive backs, you know. So when you do some of these things, obviously you can't do everything. And I think that's why Rodriguez got dropped down. Plus, you know, this is the thing also with Debo Samuel. They kind of have a fourth running back at all times. So, you know, you don't quite need him. And then, you know, the actual quarterback in Jaden Daniels, you know, runs plenty. So that's why they didn't need four, but it was just like, hey, well, where else are you getting your playmaking from? And no, I did not have Chris Moore getting a 34-yard catch on my bingo card, but hey, they threw him the ball, and this time he caught it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right. How did Quinn, and I didn't, we haven't played it yet. I will if it's worthwhile. How did he explain the end of the first half?
Yeah, Quinn talked simultaneously when we're all in the locker room, and I did not get to him this time. So I actually was wanted to hear more about what he had to say about that today. We'll talk to him in a few minutes to get his view of having watched the tape. I think watching it back myself, the one thing I wondered was it looked like Zach Ertz kind of, I don't know for sure, but it looked like he may have like stopped running his route in the back of the end zone, and he just sort of didn't roll, because it was like to have no receiver over there in that corner was weird. Like, independent of what Jaden did, like that there was nobody over there was sort of odd, and clearly Jaden thought somebody was going to be there. So I just wonder if maybe somebody stopped their route for whatever the reason. Obviously you can't have that. I know, again, listening to the broadcast, Brady was saying that when they called their last timeout with like 25 seconds left, that he didn't love that because he typically would want to hold on to one. Then he kept harping on it throughout the rest of the series. Hey, now that you're here, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I don't know if you mentioned specifically you can't do intentional grounding, but it was obviously they were a bit rushed and not having that last timeout, but proved costly there as much as anything.
Yeah, it was 28 seconds left. I actually disagreed with him, but what do I know? He's the greatest to ever play. I think what really hurt them was the quarterback draw in second and 10. They think that's either going to score or at least get a first down where they can then clock it. But Abdul Carter made a really good play, tackling Jaden a yard short of the sticks. We're talking to Ben Standig. Anything else like personnel-wise? I pointed out something that I was definitely looking for heading into this game, because I wasn't sure what the mix would be or if it would be consistent, but there's no doubt that, in pure third and long passing situations, we know who they think their best pass rushers are. It's Luvu, it's Miller, it's Payne, and it's Armstrong. They were out there for most of them. I think Kinlaw was out there for Payne on one of them. Offensive line had a good day. Clearly, they rushed the ball for 220 yards. But, did you get a sense as to what they thought about Connerly's first game?
Yeah, again, that's another thing. As much as we all wanted to ask Dan Quinn in real time, what'd you think? He's ultimately just like the rest of us. There's too many things happening to tell for sure. There was the one play where Brian Burns, easily got past Connerly for a sack, and that's, one that's going to sort of stand out. But, all things considered, I didn't think the Giants' defensive line was as you know, dominated as, you know, I think some as feared a little bit because of the talent they have up front. So, you know, I think you got to give credit to the line as a whole and Connerly as part of that. You know, the you know, I mean, look, I think Bill did a good job on the ground of getting more than was there at times. And with Jaden, you know, he's obviously just going to be electric with the ball in his hands. So, you know, I think the line did fine. I mean, Jaden, I will say there was a stat I saw earlier today that basically when Jaden was in the pocket, when he faced four or fewer pass rushers, he was had a 121.9 passer rating, which was the second highest of his career. But against the blitz, he was only 3 of 9 for 29 yards with a 43.3 passer rating, which was the lowest of his career. Last year, he didn't set the record, but he had the highest QB rating versus the blitz of any rookie since 2018. Right. So that was unusual to see him struggle in that regard. But, you know, again, he's going to have to give up some pressure. Russell Wilson would have gladly only faced the pass rush pressure that Daniels is. He was getting it, you know, literally every other play. So, you know, and the line did fine, but, you know, it is interesting that Jaden struggled against the blitz in ways we have not seen before.
Yeah, he got sacked 3 times. I think one of them was clearly on him. Connerly Jr. got beat on another one, but we'll see. Anything else other than, you know, short turnaround, and I think it's hard to know early in the season, but a much better opponent on the road Thursday night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I guess that's the one takeaway. We already talked about the defensive line a little bit. You know, something that perked up, that, you know, had us all perk up back in May or June was when the coaching staff was talking about how Deron Payne looked focused and, you know, and all that. And you're like, okay, cool. And, you know, we recognize that while it's not technically a contract year, it's kind of a contract year. And the last time was easily the best year of his career. And then you're like, okay, well, is this going to, you know, is this a real thing? And then we saw the performance yesterday. Yes, this looks like it's going to be a real thing. And he, you know, he said after the game that, you know, a lot of people have already, you know, written him off and, you know, this, that, and the other. And he's like, hey, you know, might as well just go out there and play as hard as I can. Yeah, good. Just assume everybody has written you off, Deron. We do have questions about what happened the last 2 years when you got paid that just weren't nearly as impressive as what, you know, sort of we saw yesterday. And that's fine. The thing with this defense is, everybody was lamenting the fact that they didn't get a Trey Hendrickson or a Myles Garrett, or they didn't draft a defensive end high, meaning they may have some talent, but they don't really have that one sort of game wrecker. And, you know, maybe that guy is ultimately going to be Javon Kinlaw based on yesterday. We'll see. But Deron Payne, we know from a talent perspective, has that game. If he's able to collapse the pocket consistently, that changes the whole calculus of what they have, because now you do have a guy who's Pro Bowl worthy along with the other pieces. So if that continues for him specifically, I really think this defense then could go, you know, up a notch like we saw yesterday. So that to me was the most interesting part of this. You know, contract year Deron felt like that was a real thing, and now after that game, it sure does even more.
Yeah, I think a part of it, too, could be he's not going to be the guy that has to eat up all the double teams with Kinlaw in there, and gives him a chance, you know, one-on-one more often than maybe he's had in the last couple of years. Thanks. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.
Awesome, man. See ya.
Ben Standig, everybody. When we come back, you'll hear some of what Dan Quinn said post-game, and then we'll go around the NFL and talk about, for sure, last night's incredible Baltimore-Buffalo game, where the Bills came from 15 down in the final 4 minutes of the game to beat the Ravens 41-40. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.